the billows are tossing high. The sky is overshadowed with blackness, no shelter or help is nigh. Can't you see the disciples saying, "Carest thou not that we perish? How can thou liest asleep?" When each moment so madly is threatening, a grave in the angry deep. Get up, Jesus, because the winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace be still. Peace be still.
Peace, peace, peace.
Peace. Won't the Lord give you peace? Won't He give you peace? Won't He give you peace? Wish I had a witness in the house today. He will give you peace, yes He will. Peace that the world won't understand. He'll give it to you. He'll give it to you. He will, He will, He will, He will. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I thank God for peace. Thank God for peace. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. So thankful, Pastor, that you've given me this opportunity. Sometimes Pastor asks me to share the message, and there's been times sometimes I came up with a bunch of excuses. I was like, no, I got to lead praise and worship. I got to play the organ. I got to get the choir together, I got to pull people together, and I'll come up with a bunch of excuses, but today I want to preach. Because I feel like I'm preaching to me, and I needed this text, and I've been struggling all week I wanted to talk about King Uzziah, and I saw the Lord. In the year King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Then I want to talk about Psalm 145. It says, everything the Lord does is right and good. But then the Lord led me to another text that really ministered to me, spoke to me. If you will, turn with me to Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Y'all know. And I'm probably going to be longer than 15 minutes today. All right. While y'all turning there, I'm going to fix my suspenders. Are we all there? Starting at verse number 35, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. On the same day, when evening had come, He said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now, when they had left the multitude, they took Him along in the boat as He was, and other little boats were also with Him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But He was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they woke Him up and said to Him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then He arose and He rebuked the wind, and He said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And immediately the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But He said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. And this morning I want to talk about it's just a storm. That's all it is. It's just a storm. Growing up in South Mississippi, we go 40 miles and we ride on the Gulf of Mexico. And growing up there, I learned a lot about storms. There was a lot of storms, especially during hurricane season. It was always a storm. And there's some things that I learned about a storm, and I see them in this text today. And I'd like to share with you four things that I learned about storms while growing up in Mississippi and while reading this text. Because the truth of the matter is, none of us are exempt from storms. None of us are exempt from storms. And we've got right here in this text, we've got Jesus and the disciple. Jesus said, let us go to the other side. They've been in Bible study all day. Jesus has been teaching all day. There was the parable of the lamp, the parable of the growing seed, the parable of the mustard seed. He did all this teaching. They are tired. The multitude is still around. But Jesus said to the disciples, let us go to the other side. Sometimes in this life, you're going to be doing what Jesus say do, just trying to do what he say do, going along, minding your own business, trying to do the best you can. And out of nowhere, here comes a storm. Four things that I learned about storms. Number one, storms are not always predictable. Number two, storms can produce fear. Number three, storms are temporary. And number four, storms will sometimes reveal something that you did not know. Sometimes the storms and the winds will uncover some stuff that you hadn't seen before. And we see all of that right here in the text. All right. Storms are not always predictable. Storms can produce fear. Storms are just temporary. Sometimes storms will reveal something that you did not know, something that you have not seen. And so here they are. I told you, they've just been in Bible study all day. They've been in the workshop all day. Jesus has been teaching all day. He's ready to separate from the crowd. He says, let us go to the other side. The disciples get in the boat. They go to the other side. Jesus get in the boat. He goes to the lower level, and he goes to sleep. Anybody ever slept through a storm? And you woke up and everybody's talking about how bad the weather was, and you was like, when? What storm? And Jesus is showing us that sometimes a storm is good sleeping weather. And Jesus went to the bottom of the boat and went to sleep. And so here they are, they're going along, they're on the water, they're doing what Jesus said, dude. We're going to the other side. Remember I said the first one is that storms are not always predictable. They weren't expecting the storm. They had not predicted this storm. It came up out of nowhere. And they probably had seen the storm before, but every storm doesn't look the same. Some storms are wider than others, and some are longer than others, go deeper than others. And so here they are. they find themselves in the middle of an unpredicted storm. Now, sometimes we'd have hurricanes, and they predict them, and we would be prepared. We'd get ready for them, and we used to have this term that we used to say, tonight we got to sleep ready to roll. That means you sleep with your clothes and your shoes on in case you got to evacuate. We ain't got time to wait on you to get dressed. You got to sleep ready to roll, because when Fanny say, hey, let's get out of here, she ain't waiting on you. But we were prepared because it had been predicted that the storm was coming. We had water, we had bread, we had bologna, we had sardines and potted meat. We had all this stuff because the storm had been predicted, and we had time to go and get everything we need. We had batteries, we had candles, we had lighters and matches. We had all of these things because the storm had been predicted. But what do you do when the storm has not been predicted? What do you do when you're not prepared? When it comes up out of nowhere, you weren't expecting it, you didn't sign up for it, you weren't looking for it, and out of nowhere you find yourself in the middle of a storm, because storms are not always predictable. And they found themselves in a storm, an unpredicted storm, and they are unprepared, because they just want to go to the other side. We didn't sign up to go through all this, Jesus. We just doing what you said do. You said get on the boat and let's go to the other side. You didn't tell us we were going to have to go through hell and high waters and wind to get to the other side, Jesus. So here we are in an unpredicted storm, and we are unprepared. Storms, number two, produce fear. There's sometimes we knew the storm were coming, and they would talk about how bad it's going to be. And sometimes we believed them, sometimes we didn't. But there were times we would be scared. The winds would be blowing so harsh, and you could hear things falling, and you could hear the wind, and you could hear the rains and beating against the house, beating against the window, and it would produce fear, because you don't know really how strong the storm is. You don't really know how much damage the storm can do, and so it produces fear. And so here the disciples are finding themselves in an unpredicted storm, unprepared, and now they are fearful. Jesus is still at the bottom of the boat asleep, and here they are on top, and they are fearful. The Bible tells us right here that there are two things. They are fearful that we are going to die. I bet somebody said, I should have stayed my behind over there on the shore. I should have followed my first man. I should have never got on this boat. Now I'm going to die out here. Ain't nobody going to find my body. Sharks probably going to eat me up. I'm out here in the middle of this water. What were you thinking, Jesus? And y'all know we said. Yeah, y'all laughing, but y'all, I know some of y'all done said, Jesus, what were you thinking? Yeah. Yeah, and so storms can produce fear. They are fearful that we are going to die out here in this storm. Y'all, let me tell you, we had some people that they used to have hurricane parties. And they go out on the water in the middle of a hurricane. They didn't have no fear. They didn't live to tell about it. but yeah, they would have hurricane parties, and they go out on the water in the middle of a storm, because they didn't fear anything. They should have. And so then now they are fearful that Jesus don't even care. Somebody looked around and said, wait a minute. Where is Jesus? Somebody said, he down there asleep. How can he sleep in the wind? The wind's blowing and rocking the boat. The water is filling the boat. We're about to sink. We're about to drown. And he in there asleep. Evidently, he don't even care about us. He done got us in this boat, got us out here in this water, got us in the storm, and he's asleep. So they decide, we're going down here, and we're getting ready to wake him up. We're getting ready to tell Jesus off. Because we're dying. We're up here dying, and you're down there asleep on a pillow. Remember, I told you Jesus showed us that storms are good sleeping weather. So Jesus is asleep. So now they're fearful that we're going to die. They're fearful that Jesus does not care. And let me tell you what we do sometimes. We allow one storm to change our whole theology about who Jesus is. We let a little bit of wind convince us that Jesus don't care about us. We let a little bit of water lead us to the decision to go and try to tell Jesus off, because obviously he doesn't care about me. Because if he cared about me, he would not be asleep while I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with. He'd not be laying his head on a pillow while the winds are beating me up and the waves are beating me up and about to take me out. They let one storm lead them to a bad conclusion. And sometimes that's where we find ourselves, because we feel like storms, I'm not supposed to experience storms. I've been doing what Jesus said do. I've been walking with him. I've been talking with him. I've been praying. I've been living the best I can, and I shouldn't go through a storm. Jesus, what's up? And that's where we find ourselves sometimes. Storms are not always predictable. Storms produce fear. Let me tell you something else I learned about storms, Ed. They're just temporary. They don't last always. Sometimes it'll only be a few minutes and the storm was over. And just as quickly as this storm arose, the storm went away. Because it was only temporary. The storm went away because Jesus spoke. He didn't get up and wave his hands and do anything special, anything extra. He was not real dramatic. He didn't turn flips. He didn't go out there and grab the waves and try to slam the waves down. The Bible said Jesus spoke. He didn't yell and say, hey, wind, sea, lightning. No, he spoke calmly. And the Bible says, he said, peace, be still. And as soon as he said that, guess what? The storm was over. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. The storm was over. Because storms are not designed to last long. Storms don't last always. Storms are only temporary. If you can just hold out, if you can just hold out, if you can just hold on, I guarantee you it's going to be over in a few minutes. Sometimes we go to sleep, Mother Langley, and by the time we wake up, God would have already put a rainbow in the sky, and the storm is already over, because storms are just temporary. Storms are not always predictable. Storms produce fear. Storms are only temporary. Jesus spoke, the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. There was a great calm. Number four, the revelation. Remember, I told you that storms will reveal some stuff that you didn't know. that you've never seen. Sometimes the winds will blow so hard and stuff will be blown all across the yard, and you're able to see some stuff that you hadn't seen before because it had been covered up. And if the storm had never come and if the winds had never blown, you would have never known. You would have never seen those things. So let's look at what happened. They go to the bottom of the boat. They wake Jesus up. They say, "Do you care that we perish?" Jesus arose. He rebuked the wind. He said to the sea, "Peace be still." The wind ceased. There was a great calm. He questioned them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Because why be fearful if Jesus has already said, "Let's go to the other side"? You should have known you were going to get there, no matter what you had to go through, but you should have known you were going to make it to the other side, because Jesus said, "Let us go to the other side." But some storms are necessary in order to reveal something that you've never seen before. The disciples, they had seen Jesus do some stuff. They had seen him heal some people. They had seen him teach. They had seen him do a lot of stuff. But they had never seen him speak to a storm. They had never seen him speak to the winds and the waves. And even the wind and the sea had to obey his voice. This storm was necessary so they could see a side of Jesus that they had never seen before. Because storms can reveal something that you've never seen before. Let me tell you, you would never know that God really is a healer if the storm of sickness had never come your way. That storm was necessary to reveal to you that God is a healer. You never know that God really is a comforter and that God really is a mender of broken hearts if you never experienced the storm of brokenheartedness. Because some storms are necessary in order to reveal something, uncover something that you've never seen before. And so I want to tell y'all about a storm I experienced, or what I call a storm. And to remember, I told you all storms don't look alike. And so you might look at what I call a storm and say, "That ain't nothing but a heavy rain." But to me, it's about to take me out. I feel like I'm about to drown. My boat is filling up. Because to me, it's a storm. And my storm don't look like your storm. And your storm don't look like my storm. My storm might be a little bit longer than your storm. Your storm might be a little bit wider than my storm. Because every storm does not look the same. So, let me tell you. I was fully convinced. I know y'all probably get tired of me talking about my family, but if you met my family, you know that every illustration you need for anything in the Bible is in my family. Everything is in my family. So listen, I was fully convinced that my daddy was the best daddy ever. Couldn't nobody tell me that I didn't have the best daddy. And I tell you, it was based on this. He was a good provider. He was hardworking. He was honest. He gave good gifts. And most importantly, he never did whoop me. No matter what I did, my daddy did not whoop me. And believe it or not, I've always had a smart mouth. And I always had something to say about everything. So I had got smart with my mama. And my mama usually, most days, she just punch us in the face and go on about her business. But this day, my mama said, "I'm going to tell your daddy. You wait till your daddy get home." And I said to myself, I wasn't bold enough to say it to her, but I said to myself, "I don't care because he ain't going to whoop me anyway." Because what my daddy would do, he would take us in the room, close the door, hit the bottom of his shoe, and tell us to scream so my mama would think that he was whooping us. So I'm saying to myself, "I don't care if you tell him because he ain't going to whoop me anyway." So I had been all day. I had been to school. I had been to choir practice. We went to Bible study. I'm just minding my own business, trying to do what Jesus said do. I'm ready to go to the other side. My daddy come home, and I found myself in the middle of a storm because my daddy ain't never whooped me before, and I found myself reeling and rocking from side to side, and the winds were blowing, and I felt dizzy, and I felt like I couldn't stand because I found myself in the middle of a storm that was not predicted. I wasn't expecting it. I was unprepared. It produced fear because I was scared this man's getting ready to kill me up in here. And then it revealed something to me that I did not know before. I didn't know my daddy was that big. I just thought he was a good daddy. And this storm revealed to me that this man is big, and he got big hands, and he got the potential to take you out. Found myself in a storm. But you know what? It revealed something to me, that storm was necessary in order to get me back to where I needed to be. It was necessary because I needed to know who my daddy really was. And so, as we go through storms in this life, because you're going to go through them, some of us in a storm right now, some of us just came out of a storm, some getting ready to walk out of here and walk right into one, unpredicted, find yourself unprepared, find yourself fearful. But let me remind you that it's only temporary. And allow the storm to do what it's going to do. And then wait and see what God wants to show you as a result of the storm. Because he wants to show you something that you've never seen. And after you learn what it is he wants to show you, just like the disciples, what did they say? "We ain't never seen this before. What kind of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The next time the Lord brings you out, you ought to tell somebody, "What kind of man is this that even sickness got to obey his voice? What kind of man is this that even circumstances, situations got to obey his voice?" Because you remember that they're only temporary and that God wants to show you something that you've never seen before. He wants to reveal a side of himself to you that you never would have known if you had never gone through the storm, because this storm was necessary. So now they can go and tell everybody, "We saw something." "Hey, we saw something y'all ain't never seen." They can run and tell everybody, we know a man who can do some stuff you ain't never seen. We know a man who can say one word and winds and waves and storms will be still. Anybody know him today? Anybody know him today? His name is Jesus. And I want to tell you that he's still speaking the storms. He's still speaking the situations. He's still turning things around. This same Jesus that said, peace be still, he's still working even today. To God be the glory for the things he has done.